meeting of the Board, Becker County Board of Adjustment is called to order. My name is Roger Boatman. I will be chairing the meeting this evening and would ask that the rest of the committee introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Larry Knutson, Member at Large.
Cole Squeen, Detroit Township.
Greg Meyer, District 2.
Dell King, District 1.
Craig Hall, Member at Large.
Mickey Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Okay. We don't have any minutes to approve from last meeting, so the order of business tonight is we've got some old business. We'll introduce that, introduce new business. And the protocol for this evening is administrative staff will introduce the application. The applicant or their representative will briefly introduce their request. I would ask that no one from the general audience direct any comments to the applicant without going through this board. Sufficient time will be given to those wishing to speak. After the comments, the administrative staff will read any written correspondence not in our packets. Then we will close testimony and the board will deliberate. The duties of the Board of Adjustment are quasi-judicial in nature and twofold. Number one, to hear and decide requests for variances from the county's official control. And number two, to hear and decide appeals and review administrative decisions relating to the county official control. All decisions of the Board of Adjustment in granting or denying shall be final, except that any person shall have the right to appeal the decision within 30 days to the district court. Questions regarding the appeal process can be discussed with the administrative staff after the meeting. At this time, I would request the vice chair. Who is that going to be? Are you going to be the vice chair tonight?
Craig Hall will be.
At this time, the vice chair, Craig Hall, will read the guidelines of the Minnesota statutes this board must follow in order to support or deny any variance. Please shut off all electronic devices, and we will continue.
So the Board of Adjustments must follow Minnesota Statute 394.27, Subdivision 7, Practical Difficulties. The Board of Adjustments shall have exclusive power to order the issuance of variances from the required requirements of the official control, including restrictions replaced upon nonconformities. Variances shall be permitted when they are in harmony with the general purposes and intent of the official control, and when the variances are consistent with the comprehensive plan. Variances may be granted when the applicant for the variance establishes that there are practical difficulties in complying with the official control. Practical difficulties, as used in connection with the granting of a variance, means that the property owner possesses or proposes to use the property in a reasonable manner not permitted by the official control. The plight of the landowner is due to the circumstances unique to the property and not created by the landowner, and the variance, if granted, will not alter the character, the essential character of the locality. Economic considerations alone do not constitute practical difficulties. Practical difficulties include, but are not limited to, inadequate access to direct sunlight for solar systems. Variances shall be granted for earth sheltered construction as defined in section 216C.06, subdivision 14, when in harmony with the official controls. No variances shall be granted that would allow for the use that is not allowed in the zoning district in which the subject property is located. The Board of Adjustments may impose restriction or conditions in granting of variances. A condition must be directly related to and must bear a rough proportionality to the impact created by the variance.
Thank you. Under old business this evening, we have two applicants. Do you want to introduce the first one,
Nick? First applicant under old business is John E. Braun and D.R. Braun. Request a variance to, one, replace an existing dwelling with a dwelling attached garage and entry deck to be located 5 feet from the road right-of-way deviating from the required setback of 20 feet on a township road within the Shoreland District, and to be located 50 feet from the OHW, deviating from the required setback of 100 feet on a recreational development lake, and 10 feet from the rear property line, deviating from the required setback of 40 feet, to construct a patio and an upper deck to be located 36 feet from the OHW, and to be 15 feet from the rear property line, deviating from the required setback of 40.
Okay. John or Dave Brown, are you? Okay. Welcome.
Thanks.
You
see that is on before you.
Yeah.
Green light.
Okay. Green light's on?
Yeah, perfect.
Let's go. Do you want to explain your application or the modifications in your application to the board?
I actually have a few questions. I know you guys came out last week and kind of told us that the walkout wasn't doable. And so I have a couple questions on that. I felt like that it was more based off of opinion and not factual evidence of whether we could or couldn't do it.
Okay.
And one thing that really got me questioning it is I heard about four times from about three different people say, well, if we start allowing walkouts, everybody's going to want one. And so to me, that comes based off of more fact or opinion and not fact of whether if I have an engineer come in there and look at it and say, yeah, it's doable and we won't affect any, you know, erosion or no effect on a lake, then why wouldn't we be able to do it? So I'm wondering, based off of everyone saying no, is it based off of fact or is it based off of just your opinion of no, we're too close to the water? Or so that's kind of my question, is where we're at.
Okay.
We do have a plan, backup plan.
Okay.
But I'm just wondering, is it possible for us to have an engineer go out there and say, yeah, this is absolutely doable?
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, go ahead. You want to address
the setback's 100 feet. If you are out back 100 feet, you can have a walkout basis. So there's the legality of it is that you're asking for a variance to be 50 feet closer than you should be. Which things enter into account when you give that variance, there's things to be looked at and accounted for. And I think the walkout basis was one of the issues. That answers your question, I hope. But when you say the legality of it, is that your setback's 100 feet.
And what are we sitting at now?
50?
You're at 50. 51, you were saying, I think.
That's proposed is 51, yes.
51?
Yeah.
Okay.
So nobody said anything when you guys came out that we had to be 100 feet back.
Well,
it was just,
there was a lot of things. There's a lot of things we looked at and a lot of things we discussed when we came out.
But to be clear, but to Larry's comment is that you wouldn't be here if you were at 100 feet. So you're here because you're asking me to get to 50 feet.
Correct.
And that's where we need to have that conversation. Because at 100, you do whatever you want. This board wouldn't have anything to say about what you're doing.
Is this a pretty recent?
No, this is
a change, because as you go around the lake, mm-hmm. there's tons of walkouts that are well within
different time.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't answer when the ordinance was. Maybe you would.
70.
70 would be the
70.
So
the last.
And obviously, we grant things within that. It's just then, you know, we have to look at reasonable and the difficulties of the lay of the land and the hills. You know, can you push it back? Can't you push it back? And all those things. So.
Well, did that answer your question?
That would have been great information, yeah.
Pardon me?
That would have been great information when you guys came out, but all I really got of it was like, yeah, no, they can't do it. If everyone wants one, everyone's going to want to get one.
We're not in a decision-making mode when we do the visitation. We're out there to collect data and have discussion, and I'm glad you were present.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But there were, yeah. Did that answer your question satisfactorily?
Yeah, I mean, if it has to do with because we can't be 100 feet, yeah. I mean, there was just a number of things, you know, all our neighbors were fine with it, whatever. But if it's because it's the 100 feet rule, if somebody would have just said it's the 100 feet rule, then I would have understood that.
You didn't get an explanation of the why.
No.
Yeah.
But you're here to tell us why you have a practical difficulty mm-hmm. and why you would request us at 50 feet, because there are things that we grant
at whatever, what the board thinks right. It's reasonable, kind of what Craig read, as long as it's practical difficulties and it's in line with the comprehensive plan, we have the ability to, you know, act on it. So you just need to ask us, you're asking us for
why we need to do this.
Right, why do you need it just like it is? Like, what's the difficulties of your property? Why do you have to be
mainly just our lot size, right? We even purchased X amount behind us so that we could do this.
Right.
And then, you know.
From a neighbor.
Yeah, from our neighbor.
Because he wanted us to be able to do this eventually.
And then, so we had been under the assumption the whole time, even when we bought that lot, that this was something that we were going to be able to do. When we called Becker County and we're like, is this possible for us to do a walkout? I mean, everybody has said yes so far until you guys came out.
I think it's possible as long as you know, the difficulties are articulated and we can see that. I'm not saying yes or no. I'm just saying
right.
That's what we're here to do. Is
and hear I everybody's. I didn't mean to say you couldn't ask. I'm just telling you said the legality of it. The legality
sure.
Of the reason.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be here if you were at 100 feet.
Right.
If you just put your house at 100 feet, you just fall, then you're not asking for a variance then, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You're here trying to get an exception to the rule.
Right.
So my question might be, like, what would you need from us besides, like, an engineer coming out? Like,
speak into the microphone a little bit.
I'm sorry. What do you need from us besides an engineer coming out and providing, I'm guessing, a civil engineer that is local to the area that understands the lakes? Because I don't think everyone does. what's all required and what would be needed that we could work with our builder on to make it feasible?
To make what?
To make it feasible to do.
To do the walkout.
Make sure that we're 51 feet.
Well, I think Larry has spoken quite clearly. 100 feet is you wouldn't need a permit to do it at 100 feet back.
Yeah, but they're asking what do they need
right.
To provide?
What could they do?
What could they do?
Get it done.
Right. That's what they're asking.
We're not at 100 feet. Property is not that far back.
But
it
you're,
closes at that.
Have you visited with the watershed?
I was just going to
yes.
Ask.
Yeah, the watershed's here.
I see the watershed here. I didn't know if it was for this application.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll ask them about that. So, but
yeah.
I would say continue to go on
yeah.
And explain your application, and we'll tell you where we're going to be. But
yeah.
We need to, right now, if I was you, I wouldn't talk about the walkout. Because we've already discussed
yeah.
That.
Yep.
Now it's like, we'll decide whether you can or can't have it, but
yeah.
Why do you feel you need this? That's what... And yeah. What is the practical difficulty?
Well, we're trying to build a forever home so that,
right.
You know, when we're 80, it's not we're 100 feet up in the air and having to go down all those steps. We're trying to build for the future, not for what we need right now. We don't plan on going anywhere. So that's why we're trying to do this plan.
And the size of our lot, we can't go back as far as legally required at 100.
No,
our lot size
that's
is
not
right.
And that's you do need that variance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, when we were originally investigating with, I mean, mostly I worked with Wayne, but we were asking a lot of questions, and his point was, you don't have a big enough lot. You really need to work within the confines of your lot. So we got it down to 25% so that we could really work within the confines of our lot size. And again, we bought from our neighbor who. Knew that this was our eventual plan, right? To eventually be, and he has a brother and sister that lives on our road, that also were comfortable with, they wanted us to be able to have a forever home here eventually. I guess that, if I were to, you know, concisely
yeah.
Say why we're asking for it, that's the reason.
Okay. Have you had it engineered out there to know the stability of that lot for where you're going to put the building?
We have not, but we're absolutely willing to find
yeah.
An engineer. I just want to make sure we get an approved engineer that is comfortable with what Becker County is allowed, because I don't think if we don't live here right now. We live in Fargo still.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that they understand the lake area, because we do find that people don't always understand the lake area. So.
Okay.
Dean?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, this is our builder.
Yeah.
So the lot, as when we met the other day, you know, we realized.
You want to step up to the microphone, please? So. Yeah.
So the lot, you know, as we know, it didn't look like it was going to work out for their walkout basement because of the shore impact zone. We're within the 50 feet the way it looks.
We don't know that for sure until we have a high water mark level mark, but it really does seem like we're going to be within that 50 feet. So what the proposal is that you see now was to work with the watershed and back the house up to 51 feet so that we're well out of the shore impact zone, and it would be the slab on grade two-story. We wouldn't be doing anything within the bluff, or not the bluff, but the 50 feet shore impact zone would be completely left alone. We wouldn't be in there at all. All the work would take place from the 51 feet back, basically tearing out the cabin that's there and putting in a slab foundation. So we would have some dirt work to do, depending on the soil that we discover when we dig, or assuming it's going to be a firm, stable soil, we would simply put a sand pad in, and with our final grade, we wouldn't have any impact within that 50-foot shore impact zone at all. All of our stormwater from the roof will go off into a rain garden. All of our final swale from the water around the house will go back towards the road away from the shore impact zone. So that was our intention, is to do the best that we can to protect that 50 feet like you guys want to.
Okay. So, right.
Yeah, that's the main objective.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, any other things you want to mention to the board before we open up?
I don't think so.
Okay.
He's got a question.
Who does?
I do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, speak.
You mentioned slab on grade. I hope I'm looking correctly at, it says proposed basement.
Can I give you some drawings?
They're talking about, they did changes.
Yeah, they've
made some changes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we haven't seen those.
I apologize.
This is the change we made if we can't do the other one.
Yep.
So which are you asking for then? This one or that
one? The walkout.
This is what you're asking for?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the new one doesn't need any variances.
Well, you're within 100 feet.
You're within 100 feet of the shore impact zone.
So that's just to be clear. So if you're asking for the walkout and you get denied, you're coming back again, doing this all over again with the slab on grade. Okay. The fee, the whole another month waiting, that whole thing. So that's why he's asking that question.
That's what I'm asking.
Is he's saying, what are you asking for?
Because you got to get it either way. Whether I went through this whole thing, so I know the exact same thing. But, just say what you want, and then we got to look at it. But anything that you're within that 100 feet that you're going to put there for a structure, you're going to have to ask for variance, regardless.
Yep.
And that's what Larry's saying, what he said earlier about that's just the rules.
Yep.
Didn't exist back in the 60s, 50s, but it does now.
I didn't ever exist back then.
All right, so I don't know which direction you want to go with your plan. Speaking for myself personally, I think there's a slim chance of getting a walkout basement approved. The reason being, there's a lot of soil that's involved in the shore impact zone. There's a lot of stability with the plan that's already there, with the juniper that's there, and stabilizing the ground. It would cause a tremendous impact on the 50 feet from the lake, some of the 50 feet from the lake, to get a walkout basement. That's my personal opinion. We were out there, and I thought we had agreed to move back to 51 feet and go slab on grade. I thought that was how the discussion ended that morning, where there was no decisions made or anything. It was just information gathering. I don't know how the rest of the board feels. Maybe some of you want to speak to that issue about the walkout basement. I don't think it's a good idea for that lot. And especially that close and the stability of the soil. So that's.
I guess I'll make a comment. I'm not saying walkout basement. That's not what we're talking about.
Right.
It's all the impacts within that shore impact zone. So that's just the concern, right? I mean, it's not that walkout basement's fine at 51 feet. It's just how do you get to that walkout basement at 51 feet with disturbance.
Right.
not the walkout basement. That's what you kind of heard was walkout basement. That's not it. It's the disturbance within that 51 feet, or 50 feet, sorry.
Because of the way the land is.
Because you have to tear it all out. So it's not that we wouldn't walkout basement. I don't care what kind of house you want to build. It's not my, you want to build.
Right.
You know, it's not what we're here
we don't to say, we don't design
the house.
We don't design the house.
We're trying to mitigate the impact. And then
you're just trying to lower it because of the elevation. And
right.
But just where's all that dirt going to go?
Right.
In front of them.
So is a civil engineer able to figure that out, or how?
Pardon, you got
to
speak up, ma'am.
Sorry. Is a civil engineer, like if we had a civil engineer come out, is that someone who would be able to determine that, or how do we determine that?
Before I want to hear from the watershed before I.
Yeah, that's what I think we really need to. So, Jeff, why don't you just step in because we.
I'm Jeff Moritz, one of the managers from the Corn Lakes Watershed District.
Carlos Peterson, Watershed District.
We met on site and met with you and our board is familiar with this project. And we understand the applicant's want and needs and their ability to use their lot. We, as you're well aware, the Corn Lakes Watershed District oversees the shore impact zone, which is at that magical point towards the lake, 50 feet. So we do whatever we can to protect that. That is one of our missions. We thought that it was made good sense to move their proposed site back towards the road, away from the lake, and to maintain that 50-foot shore impact zone. And I think that what I hear here, there's commonality in that agreement. We understand they're able to put back their decking and those type of things. That's from a different perspective. But when it comes to the walkout basement, the problem that they have with that lot is the slope of it is such that if you put the pavers or whatever you put in your walkout, to get your water, get the slope, and get any runoff to flow, you either need to raise your house out or you need to excavate farther into the shore impact zone. And what we're trying to minimize in the shore impact zone is impact. Right now, there's some impact from the deck that's there, but that basically sets on grade. The fortunate thing about this property is I've walked it a couple of times. It's very well vegetated. There's signs of erosion, but only under the stairways that's there. So once they're replaced, that's easily corrected. They've got junipers down that are fully covered and very little erosion from the site. It is steep slope, and it's there's some real steep areas there, so it's not really usable for walking or imagining have fun mowing it. It's just a variable area there. So placing the house out of the shore impact zone, ideally you could conceivably adjust the height of your building to put a walkout at a level that extended 13 feet or whatever from towards the lake, and assuming that there was no excavation on the lake side, because if you look at the angle and how things would work out, there would be a fair amount of excavation to be done so that you didn't have a raised area, and we don't want to be taking on any more excavation within the shore impact that's necessary. Perfect world, the deck would be the best, but I understand the applicants want the needs, they want the space, but the additional space, but from the environmental, the type of situation, they have the dock, or what they have their deck right now, provides the best, the least impact in the shore impact zone.
Mr. Chair? Jeff, do you guys issue a land alt permit?
No, we do not.
You do that. Because that would be probably something you would not issue if you get to that.
Sure. Yeah, we just want to make sure that what we, let me back up a little bit. We find ourselves addressing mistakes or deficiencies from years, decades, multiple years ago. We end up having to go back and fix areas that in today with today's rules would not happen. So we're always cautious of that because we still correct issues from many years ago. And we still have problems with things like a few years back where we had an area on one of our lakes that just slumped, went into the lake, and no land alterations, but whatever the ground, the subsoil conditions were and the rain, you know, very, very significant. And those are the kind of things that we're trying to avoid and trying to make sure that what we do is we slow the water, we try to get it to go into the ground, we try and hold it back as long as we can so that we don't put all the nutrients and all the contaminants that are on the, in the shore impact zone and landward, to try to keep those out of the lake. And that's no easy task, but it's important to do. Lakes are everything. We're very pleased, we're very happy, very lucky that the Kermit Lakes, chain of lakes is very, real, real good water quality. Yep. We want to maintain it, and I think the applicants want the same thing.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely.
There we go.
I mean, my first request would be the walkout, just and I'm willing to wait.
Well, if you want more time, if that is the issue that you're talking about, and you can table it again.
Is it going to matter if we get an engineer to say that?
I don't think so, but that's just possible. my opinion. I think.
Is it a possibility, listening to what Jeff was saying, to raise the house? Meaning, so you don't have to actually, to me it sounds like from what we're all saying, you're doing what we're asking and getting it out of the shore impact zone. That's
good.
Check mark A.
Right.
You're going to work with these guys on stormwater runoff. Sounds like you got a plan. That's check mark B. Now the next part is, how do we not take and disturb all the dirt that's in front of your house where the walkout is? Well, the easy thing, like Jeff was saying, well, then just lift it up and just walkouts here more at grade versus actually having to disturb that. I think if you could do that.
Their second plan does that.
Right.
Yeah. But
two-story house.
Yeah, it's been, yeah, it's two-story house. Yeah.
It call just, what you want, but you can still have the walkout, but your walkout is going to be.
You're walking out of ground level. You're walking out of ground level.
Like, you know, we just couldn't eventually live here, which is.
Right. And for that, we're glad, and that's what we're trying to encourage, but with some limitation. So, I mean, you could have your walkout, but it'd be at ground level.
You know, basically, that's what you. That's and for, your main living area probably is at the main level versus in the upstairs.
Yep.
And we have that, like, we have that backup plan. Oh. It's just the steepness of the. I mean, my parents come visit us, and they can't do it with the stairs that we have today, and so we know that.
Right.
Because in the last 10 years, our parents can't, and knowing that, this would be our forever home then. And that's why we would prefer. To put forward
right.
The walkout. If it doesn't, we are exact same, like we've talked about multiple times, we want exactly what the watershed wants. Like, obviously we love the lake. But
right, we're all trying to protect the lake. I mean, that's just, and that's what some of these regulations are, is a protection from ourselves and from each other.
Yeah.
And yet move
totally
forward. We're trying to move forward.
Yep, we totally get it.
But I think you have an option. To go at have your at grade and you could walk out, but it wouldn't be with a.
Or I would say definitely get with an engineer and try and figure out some compromise. Figure out something where it could be done with minimal excavation, not what you're asking right now. Work with these guys and you're free to come back. You know, in another month, if you can do that. But
yeah, there's lots of methods for soil stabilization.
Exactly.
I mean, there is so. You know, just not typically your general excavator is going to have those those techniques or whatever. You have to have a specialty crew come in to do that. So, I mean, there is options that engineers can suggest. Or
I think our request maybe is, can we get a list of who has maybe...
I think that is your decision. We don't design and we don't
anybody
recommend...
Anybody in this area, though,
you just,
them,
you got to go down the phone book and I'm sorry that, but... We just started in that business.
That's fair.
You understand.
I just want to make sure. That
all I would tell you is just make sure they have geotechnical background.
Right? Yep.
That's all you got to do.
Honestly, that guy over there can help you.
Yeah.
We're just not supposed to point the favorites.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just make sure they got a geotechnical background is it. I mean, they could be a civil, but a little geotech might be helpful.
Yeah. Would you be interested in delaying another 30 days and moving?
Yes.
I know time is...
Forever home, because otherwise we're building something that we can't stay.
Yeah. Okay. That'd be my recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to come back next month then? And
yep. You'll work on it? Yep, and make sure you're
okay.
Working on
good
that.
Plan.
We'll work with
and I think,
we're right there to help. Okay.
I mean, we're not going to get to use it all summer anyways.
You're what?
We're not going to get to use it all summer anyways. So what's right. Another month?
Well, yeah. All right. The Bronze have decided to table their application for another 30 days, and we'll put it on the agenda for the June meeting then.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
We are
do you have any other questions?
You can call our office tomorrow and let us know what you want to do. That's fine.
Well, until your engineer can come and speak.
It's the first, it would be the first, whatever, June, the first Thursday.
But you don't have to be the expert, right? You could have your engineer come in and explain.
And your builder, plan. Those two could come in.
Or the builder, you know.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Perfect, thank you.
Thank you,
yep.
Appreciate it. Okay, applicant two of Old Business.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, thank you.
Brian and Marie Wilms request a variance to construct a non-dwelling related structure for cannabis cultivation, manufacturer, and wholesale facility to be located 15 feet from the north property line, deviating from the required setback, which is now 100 feet. That was voted and approved as of Tuesday, so.
Okay. Brian, Marie, are you?
Yeah. Hello, I am Brian Wilms. We are back on our variance request to reduce the newly established 100-foot internal setback of our cannabis cultivation facility to 15 foot along the north side of our property. By locating the facility closer to the northern border, we will be able to utilize an existing natural windbreak provided by mature pine trees along the east side of the proposed facility, significantly improving protection for our hoop house. The trees also offer enhanced visual screening from County Highway 13, ensuring the facility remains discreet and minimally intrusive from public view. Placement closer to the slough ensures our facility remains distant from any potential residential development, as this land is unlikely to be built upon and places it further away from the closest existing homes. It also notably reduces the length of electrical infrastructure required and significantly improves line of sight coverage for our surveillance system, enhancing overall security and compliance. This placement would also save us from having to cut down several large mature trees at the back of the property and provide better separation of the business and the house by providing foot access to the existing driveway through the side yard instead of having couriers walk around the house. I know this stuff's new. There are a lot more concerns and stuff to look at with the cannabis stuff. There's impact on the community and the neighbors and security and visual stuff too. It's not, for a lot of people, it's not just a shed that you're putting back there, it's cannabis. And so by moving it, you know, 70 feet north, gets it further away from residences and those houses. I know a lot of people don't like the 100-foot setback, and they would like it longer, like larger. So it puts it further away from where anybody could build or would build, and then it completely screens it from any visual from the road, and it gives us better security, and it keeps us from having to cut down, you know, existing trees and that kind of stuff. And it allows us to minimize the visual impact on the surrounding community.
Is it my understanding that you're not going to include wholesale as part of that now? You've taken that off?
So we are business to business only. We will have licensed couriers that come, and it's usually at the end of the grow season. We only have product from growing the plants from like October until we sell it. So it is licensed couriers in normal secure vehicles that come, just two people. And so they would just, you know, come into the driveway, so there's not a lot of traffic. But then it also allows us to have to put in, or we have a footpath that goes along those trees, or we can drive vehicles back there. Whereas if it was further south, we would have to either have them come around the house or drive through all the yard.
Right.
But it's only business to business. There's no retail. There's no packaging.
No retail, no packaging,
no making of concentrates or any of that. It is It's a micro garden. We are a 30 by 40 hoop house. We are growing plants. They grow for a few months. We cut them down. We put them in storage for 4 weeks, and then we sell it. It's all enclosed, security fence. And so that's part of, like, with this, with the stuff to take into consideration, there's a lot of security. There's a lot of fencing and stuff. It's not, like I said, it's not just a shed. We're trying to move closer to get it out of our way. We're trying to make security better for our facility, and then lessen the visual impact and everything on everybody else. And it's really hard, it's going to be really hard for us to do that if we have to move it further into the yard, because there's no natural screen of trees, and so there's just going to be a large fence with security slats and cameras.
And your grow facility is totally enclosed?
It's a hoop house.
Pardon?
It's a hoop house, so it's all the plants are fully enclosed within a hoop house. And then all of our buildings are enclosed. We have a VersaTube that we do everything in, and then we have a mobile office. The only thing that is exterior is like cleaning of pots or compost. We've attempted to get everything enclosed in the smaller buildings just to minimize visual impact on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't want it just sitting out there. We don't want 8 foot tall plants,
right,
you know, growing. So we're doing, it's called light deprivation. So we're keeping them about 3 feet tall, much smaller, much easier to control, all contained.
So there will be some residue then after you market the product that you're going to sell left over in the enclosed facility. Is that, do I understand that correctly or not?
No, they don't really work that way.
What are you going to do with the residue of the product?
So everything gets cleaned. It's I think you may be talking about the trichomes, the part that is psychoactive when heated, the THC portion.
Mm-hmm.
So everything, per the RCWs that the state has put in, everything that does not get sold gets ground up and mixed with undesirable material and composted. It's all natural. It all breaks down. It's all going to get reused. It is very similar to a tomato plant.
Yep.
As far as like nutritional value. And we're doing above ground pots. So everything's in pots. We've got scheduled regular leachate testing, and we've got barrier on the ground and everything. We're trying to be as conscious of the environment and sustainable as we can. Mm-hmm. Everything's organic. We're going to compost everything, all of our paper and packaging products or whatever we use to transport. It's all going to be compostable. And
where do you compost that material? In the enclosed?
Within the closed.
Yeah, you've got within, okay. You got a chunk in here. So
okay.
Yep, and so it's going to be a lot of vermiculture,
mm-hmm.
vermiculture, worms. So we're going to have above ground containers that are made for the worm compost.
Okay.
And so then that product will all get used. And then anything that has to be disposed of will go to like anything that they consider hazardous material. So let's say it has mold or powdery mildew, something like that. It will all get put into sealed containers and then taken. We have to contact somebody to figure out where. Right now, the Perham Waste to Energy Management is the closest place that incinerates stuff. And so it may be there. We have to contact mm-hmm. them to make sure that they are able to do cannabis. Otherwise, it'll be somewhere else. But anything that's not composted is just either normal garbage or it's going to be taken off-site, taken somewhere else.
So from a traffic perspective, you only have one, you said you have one grow season, or then you said the plants grow 3 to 4 months and then you
It's
down.
Two. So ideally it would be two small grow seasons. So a smaller crop is a lot more manageable. And then like it cuts down on pests and odor and all that kind of stuff. So say when we get that, like we would have one courier come out, they would take a package, and then maybe 2 weeks later, another courier take a package. And with the size of our facility, we're expecting maybe 10 deliveries a year, 15, not a lot. So, and those are all going to be spaced out, depending. So it's not going to be, one day of 20 people showing up. It'll be, a person picking up a package. So I think I probably get more deliveries for my normal business that I own than we are going to have to this. So,
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
So they did receive, they were approved for a conditional use permit that was approved on Tuesday. So now they just are looking to be able to move their structures closer to that north property line.
So they are approved. We're just trying to minimize impact on community and with our security and that kind of stuff. And so where it's at, it's a little more, like, it's difficult. It would be a lot easier, and it would be, in my opinion, a lot better for the community to just be able to move it north 7 feet, get it further from houses and further out of view. And then people that don't know it's there drive by, nobody's ever going to know it's there. You're not going to be able to see it. We don't have to worry about, you know, people drive by and looking because they're like, oh, what's going on here? Because it's new. So I get it. People are going to want to look at it and that kind of stuff. We want to minimize that.
The other questions of the applicant?
I do. Can you, with the new setbacks, can you meet the setbacks if you put it on your built on your lot? Can you meet the setback?
We can. It's just, it makes it difficult.
Well, that's it. That's not even a question for me. If they can meet the setbacks, I don't care where the building is. Really don't.
I mean, really.
Right.
Because it's going to go up anyway.
It's going to go up anyway.
It's going to go up, and that's the thing.
Let's put it where it's the most reasonable.
The only concern I have, though, is this is new, and there's more than just it's a building. And so there's a lot of impact. There's a lot more impact on the community and, like, visually.
No, but what Larry's saying is that he supports the work. Yeah?
By the rule.
Yes, yeah. Right.
At 500 feet, you couldn't make it no matter what.
Right.
No. But at 100 feet, you can make it. Just it mattered where you put it.
Yep. Yeah.
Concern I have a little bit, guys, is that are we going to set a precedent that everybody's going to want to be at 15 feet now?
Well, we do that quite often.
That's just to be the standard.
But I agree.
We're asking for that.
Yeah, excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know, we went from 500, which at the time when we at the Planning Commission agreed to that, it was only because the state basically said we had to. Otherwise, the Planning Commission tried to get it to be 1,000 feet. Because for the most part, everybody in the community has made their, you know, voices heard. Nobody wants it. So we tried to make it as restrictive as we could. The state came back and said, no, you can't do that. You have to go, you can make it less,
yeah,
but you can't make it more. Mm-hmm. So that's when we said, okay, 500. Well, I don't know why the board made the decision they want to go to 100, but they made the decision. So if they want it, they want it. I'm just nervous about going less because I can tell you at the last Planning Commission meeting that I was at, that nobody was in favor of this other than the applicant, put it that way.
Yeah, I get that.
So
my only thing is that if they can do it,
but I mean, we're not in favor.
Doesn't matter where the location is except for the president setting of the 15 feet.
That would be the only concern. Otherwise, I totally agree with you. If the county said yes, then it is what it is.
I don't support legalization, but that's not what we're here to talk about.
Right.
I support agriculture, and that's what this is. This is a horticultural business. I hate to say it. I mean, this is what we're doing here. We're growing tomatoes. We're growing pot. We're growing whatever. So if we're going to approve a greenhouse for whatever, for whoever to put it on their land, what's the difference? That's where my argument is. Yeah, maybe a little security issue, but that's, he's living next to it. So, I mean, if he wants to live next to the security issue, I guess, I don't, I mean, and to put it in this location, I can't find a better location in the county. It's not next to a church. It's not next to a school. It's not next to a kid daycare center at 100 feet. You know, I mean, this is out in Hamden Slough. I mean,
and
it's on a great road for a network. So, I mean, to me, talk about location. I mean, wherever it sits on the property is not going to impact anybody and never will. So that's how I look at it.
And that's our thing is, like, nobody can build north. And so if we get closer to the north,
right,
like if somebody does parcel off the land next to us and builds a house there, I mean, that's their choice to build within, you know, 300 or 400 feet.
The north is the state ground, right?
North is all federal.
We're all federal.
And it's been federal for, I don't know,
right,
how, like, a long time.
But I'm a little confused there because it looks like to me it's going to be right on the south line.
North. You may have the map switched. The house is closer to Highway 13.
Yeah, but they're proposing it to be here.
We're proposing it to be along the north, right along the Hamden Slough area.
Okay. Right along Hamden Slough.
Yeah. Yep, so we're trying to push it further from any potential houses. And
you're going to the northeast corner, right?
It is.
Northwest, I'm thinking.
Northwest. It's in the center, north in the center, so it's roughly 500 or 600 feet from the ends of the property, and then we're trying to get it further from where the houses could be. And then houses that are there.
I think this is.
And then there's no.
No.
There's nothing that can be built.
That's septic. This is what they're proposing.
Okay.
So that's.
And I get, you know, setting precedent and stuff.
Yep.
You're not going to find very many properties that you can't build in one section, and so we're just trying to get as far from everybody else and as far out of view as we can.
So I mean, I don't think precedent settings here. I mean, what we do now, he said all the time. Somebody wants a pole shed, somebody wants a hoop shed, somebody wants a garden shed, somebody wants a.
You really just.
Now they just want a wheat shed.
You're thinking about the product again.
Right. And that's not what we're here to do.
No, no.
Product, right?
Any other questions of the applicant? Any other questions of the applicant? Any correspondence?
No.
No correspondence. Hearing no correspondence and no questions, I'll close the testimony and the board will deliberate. Anybody? Excuse me. I forgot the public. Anybody care to speak to the issue? Okay. I neglected that. Yeah, thank you for. All right. Hearing none. What's the feeling of the board? I've heard some sentiment for sticking to the 100 feet.
Well, the only thing I'll say is that it's going to happen no matter what.
Right.
And I'd rather see it further from maybe a potential residential area than.
Yep. Somebody comes along lately. We don't know who that might be.
Right.
Yep.
I
hear that.
I'd rather see it as far away from everybody.
What'd you say, Colton?
I said I'd rather just see it as far away from everybody. That's what he's trying to do.
Yep.
I agree.
Okay. Somebody want to make a motion?
No. I'll make a motion that we approve. It's within harmony of the neighborhood. It's an agricultural community. Not next to anything that's against it. So make a motion to approve.
For how many feet?
As proposed.
As proposed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll second as proposed.
Second? Okay. Any other discussion? Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? That's passed.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, good luck.
Good luck.
Okay, new business. Applicant one withdrew their application. So applicant two.
Is that Meyer, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I just have my note right now.
And then applicant two, John and Jennifer Mellon, request a variance to replace a detached garage 56 feet from the OHW, deviating from the required setback of 100 feet and want to be 1.5 feet from the right-of-way of a county highway, deviating from the required setback of 45 feet.
Okay.
Thank you, board.
Yep, welcome.
John Mellon at 21447 on Cotton Lake. And as you can see, and as stated, we're trying to, we have a detached garage that is 22 by 26 feet with 6 foot, 9 inch garage door openings, which, and dirt floor. So I think constructed in the 80s, 1986. We'd like to, we're proposing to tear that down and I guess build a structure right over top of the current location, just making it bigger so we can store a pontoon in there, boats and other lake properties so that it doesn't sit outside. As mentioned, it's the reason why we're applying for the variance is that it's, I guess it's overlapping setbacks between the road setback and the water setback. I guess I would say the hardship that we have is that if you look at the where the county highway comes in, the county highway comes in and our property pin is actually on the other side of the county highway. So when it was constructed, for whatever reason, it was I guess placed right over top of our, you know, right over top of the property. So it doesn't, you know, I guess if it were constructed or appropriately, we could maybe move that back or whatever. But so that's why we're asking for the variance application, is that we've got these overlapping setbacks, partly due to the fact that the road is overlapping our kind of corner of our property. So yeah, I guess that's the summary of the project. We're proposing to go to a 35-foot by 50-foot detached garage.
35 by?
35 by 50.
Mm-hmm. How high?
I think I put in there the whatever the maximum allowable is, which is, was it 30 feet?
30 feet. Why do you need 30 feet?
It'd be great to have on top of there just a bonus room, up on top. I do need extra height from what it is, just because I need at least or about a 9-foot garage door so I can put the pontoon in there. So I'm going to need some extra height from where it's at. When I think about or when I consider the impact of the or being consistent with other neighbors, the garage structure that's moving to the south is actually sitting up. I guess I didn't do an elevation, but it's sitting up quite a ways in the air. So going up higher isn't going to be like, you know, over towering any other structure the neighbors are going to have. Should be the continuity of structures should be okay in terms of the height.
Yep. Any questions of the applicant?
Is there any feedback from the county?
That's what I was going to
say.
They didn't get notified. I talked to Jonah the day before yesterday, and I said, what do you think about that? He said, they used to notify me. They didn't. I'm not really in favor of this. He said, 1.5 feet is just not enough.
Yep.
So Jim Olson gets the email.
Well, then it's Jim Olson's issue that he didn't get it to the highway superintendent.
As we always take feedback from Jonah. And
yeah.
Usually that's what I would like to hear.
Yeah. Yeah,
so should I?
No, it's not your, no.
The other thing I will mention regarding the structure to the south of garage in terms of the height, when I look at the, you know, when I run a tape measure from the highway to our structure compared to the neighbors, I think ours is 4 feet farther away than the neighbors.
You're talking the one to the north?
To the south.
To the south.
Right.
Yeah. Where the snowmobile trailer was sitting at an angle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's sitting all by itself. There.
So we were farther away from where that was. So in terms of continuity, that.
Yeah.
That's an anomaly right there, though. That's the only thing that's that close to the road right there.
Pardon?
That's an anomaly right there. That's the only thing that's that close to the road right there. That
right there.
Particular garage.
Yep.
Sitting on a hump, that's why it's high.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, when the setback is 45 feet, you want to be a foot and a half. That, I think, is a little problematic wanting to be that close. And I'm speaking for myself and not the board. And I'm surprised we didn't hear from the county.
Well, if they didn't know about it, that could be a reason.
You want to make sure you follow up with Kyle on that and make sure that he talks to Jim? Because I'm with you. If the superintendent have any issue, then I'm okay.
That's kind of where I'm at.
I just put a note in here. We will add Jonah to the list anytime someone's on a county highway.
Yeah.
And make sure he
Jim isn't aware of those things. He doesn't pay any attention.
Yeah, so we'll get Jonah added to the notification list.
I mean, are you looking to build this immediately, or would you mind waiting a month? I mean, I would like to know, honestly, from the county. Because the concern is, sir, is just so you're aware, I mean, for the maintenance, county goes by and they plow the road. They dump some gravel because it's ice on there. A month goes by, or 2 weeks go by, or a week goes by, and they plow it again. And what does that plow do? It throws those rocks into your garage, and then you're going to come back and try and sue the county highway department because it damaged your garage.
So can I just point of clarification, what's the foot and a half? I'm not sure.
Your foot and a half from the right of way.
From the right of way.
45.
All right. So the right of way, so what's the 45?
Usually it's 66 feet from center line.
Okay.
Is your right typical right away. It could be bigger, it could be smaller, but if you just use a 33 foot from center line each way, that's pretty consistent on county road.
78 feet from center line.
It could be 45. Yeah, 33, 45. Yep. And that's unless there was some anomaly out there, but it's not very often.
We did have an application just found.
Can I ask you to
restate that? Go ahead.
20 feet.
Right. What's that?
The
33 or 45. So kind of. 33 to 45 from center line.
And so
then you'd have to be an additional.
Right.
Okay.
And that's why you're here.
Got it.
So you're additional, 45? Is that what it is?
40, 45.
Yeah. 40. In the shoreline district. If it wasn't shoreline, it'd be 30.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense. It's an ENR thing, but it makes no sense.
Yeah. And so that's not our rule.
No. Yeah.
No.
Because there's even state highways that allow closer. But I'm wondering, sorry, it used to be.
It's 30 feet on the state highway.
Yeah, it used to be 50.
It used to be 85.
And then we went to 50, and then now we're at 30. So it's like.
I will just say that when I built my shed, I wanted to make it 36 by 56. Well, I ended up had to make it 30 by 56 because I couldn't meet the setback.
Right.
Mr. Chair.
Would you have any objection to waiting 30 days and getting the opinion from the.
Well, I agree, Roger, but we kind of already heard that he talked to the superintendent, so do we feed it for 30 days, knowing that we probably don't have some, I mean, yes, it's just a communication between two people, but knowing that there's already a negativity, what's the landowner willing to adjust?
Is what right. And that's where I would go with this. I would say, what are you willing to adjust? Get that further away that we could maybe make a decision.
I think
the other question I wanted to ask, I mean, what we really want to try and see with the lakeside is usually 50 shore impacts.
Right.
So you're asking for 56. I mean, you could gain six feet and still stay out.
And then you're at seven and a half.
Right. And then maybe make it a little bit narrower if you've got the height. If you still have room, I think you'd have more than enough room to get your pontoon in.
Well, 30 feet's adequate.
What's
that? My width, my Quonset's 30 feet. It's adequate.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, maybe he could make this a little bit not as wide, and then he can gain a few more feet.
5 to 6 is 11.
Yeah, so you're 11 plus 1.5. I remember doing one. We did one at 15.
Yeah,
so Jonah didn't have a problem with it at 15. I mean, they're not going to be winging that far.
Excuse me. Would you object to a 30-day delay and come back and have we'll have the number and you can maybe have some adjustments that you may be willing to make also.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Would that work for you?
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Perfect.
Applicant is.
You have to talk to Jonah Jacobson.
Jonah Jacobson.
Yep. Okay. County Highway.
The old commissioner might know the cell phone by heart.
I know it. Push the button.
If I had my phone here, I could give it to you as well.
Yeah,
I
love
my phone on the car.
Okay, next applicant.
Applicant 3.
Thank you.
Brad and Donna Hughesby request a variance to separate non-conforming lots in contiguous ownership.
Good evening.
You want to wait for him?
Yeah, we'll wait just a second. Yeah.
My shed is. I have 80 feet. The setback there, the right of way is 100 feet there total, set of 66 to 100. And I had to go 85 feet, push that shed way back in that corner there.
Great. I know exactly where it is. It makes no sense.
It doesn't.
No.
Okay, you want to propose what your.
Yes, my name is Brad Hughesby. This is my wife, Donna.
Yep.
We are proposing, we have four lots on the water side, a lot 12, 13, 14, and 15, equaling 268 feet. And we are proposing to split off lot 12, which is a 48-foot lot on the water side. It's considerably wider on the roadside. And selling our lot 13, 14, and 15, which would be a 220-foot remaining lot, which would still be the second largest lot on all of Summer Island Road out there. Understanding it'd be non-conforming, but that was still the second largest lot. Lot 12 would be obviously a small lot then, it'd be at 48 feet, water frontage, which is small, but it is still within harmony of the neighborhood as there are lots of lots in similar size in that neighborhood out there. We'd like to attach that lot with the lot directly across the street, which is 2.8 acres that we have right across the street, which would put it in well over the 40,000 square feet. It'd be nearly 3 acres.
So if you don't mind me asking this, because you're referencing these lot numbers. I'm going by the parcel number. So which lots are we talking about?
I have the parcel numbers.
He wants that little trapezoid. attached to
it. You want to keep this one, and this is what you want to keep?
I want to keep parcel number that ends in 78,000.
We don't have that one number.
Yeah. No one is. That must be this little one here. This,
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. And you want to sell right. This one, and then where's the other two that you're going to sell?
Or? The 14 and 15
are, they back
are
here?
Combined under one parcel number ending in 80,000.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so there's two lots there.
There's two lots there. Yes.
Oh. So you're talking 13 and 12 you're going to keep.
No, I only just 12. Want to keep 12.
That one. And then 13 is 79,000.
Yeah. He wants the trapezoidal one he wants to keep.
Yes.
And then there's three in the other one.
He's going to
sell. Okay.
Yes, so I want to sell 220 front edge feet, which would still be the second largest waterfront lot out on both East Summer Island and Summer Island, which I didn't do the count of lots out there, but there are a lot of them.
Well, it would be the largest one in the picture I'm looking at.
Yeah, I believe Schmidt's lot is, according to the map, of 230 feet of waterfront. So if we reduced ours, theirs would be about 11 feet larger on waterfrontage. So still be considerably larger than most every other one out there. And the 48-footer would be, like I said, in harmony with numerous other ones, with the exception of be tied to 2.8 acres right across the street, which would make it considerably larger.
Correct. So that's just basically going to be your lake access. You're not going to build on that. You just have a dock there and a pontoon or whatever.
Absolutely. No structure, whatever, be put on it.
So the other ones that you're going to split off, what will be the frontage on each of those?
The frontage on...
That you're proposing?
The three that would be left together would be 220 feet of frontage.
Yeah, but you're going to split those, or are you going to sell them as one big lot of 220
sell
feet?
Sell them all together, 220
feet. Oh, you want to take all three lots and make it one?
Well, they're already all connected with the house that's there, so that is what we're selling all of those three, and we're just separating that little chapter right one. Now.
Well, that's what we were all questioning, because there's a house here. I'm like, how can you cut the house?
That's what we were under.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
So
no.
Those three would have to be sold together as is now, so what he's asking is to basically split off 79 and 80 so that they can be sold together and then keep that little piece for himself.
So right now this is all one chunk, and you're saying... Mm-hmm. This will not be a 79 and 80 in the future. This will be one lot?
They may keep the separate parcel numbers, but they can't be sold separately.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, is that a natural environment lake or wreck?
What lake is that?
Lake.
No. Oh, it's an RD.
RD?
Sure, yeah.
Well, they got the front footage on the right. They want to separate.
It's just the little lot that they're going to keep is what they're sure
it's
that
just not conforming an area.
Right.
So.
How about...
So it's bigger than that lot if you look at that one that's just to the left of it in the pictorial deal there.
Right.
So.
Yeah, the one that he wants to keep, you're saying.
Right.
Right next left is, smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can he take, since there's a road between them, he can't join that trapezoidal that's left.
That trapezoid would be permanently attached to that back parcel.
And to the back parcel?
They would have to stay together, yes.
They would have to stay together. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have to make that in the form of a motion, or that's automatically...
It'll be specified in the variance.
Okay.
I mean, our office knows which ones he's requesting, so we'll write up the variance accordingly, so that,
you know,
that those two are tied together, yeah.
Okay. And you just need those numbers.
So what's the, in the future, if they decide to, that 2.5 acres... lot block that and use that lot for a funnel.
You're talking like a bolt slip or something.
Right. It's not allowed.
Right.
Wouldn't be allowed without some type of a permit.
That's what I'm saying, they have to have a permit. Yeah. It's not allowed to just do, but
they can lot block. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Everybody clear?
Yep.
Thank you.
Any other questions of the applicant? Any correspondence? No. Any comment from the public? Okay. Close testimony and we'll deliberate.
I guess no thing based on what they're saying, to me it makes no total sense. And as long as they're tying those together and Nikki knows which one that lot number is to associate, and they can't be sold separately, I have no issue.
Yeah, the use is not going to change.
Not at all.
No, they can't be sold separately. Do we need to state that? It's obvious. That's obvious, but
that's not our decision.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion that we approve, based on the findings of facts, that this will not change the character and locality of the community. I think it will put the land to good and reasonable use. And
I'll second.
Okay, Dale, second. Any other discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? Okay, that's passed.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Just as a sidebar on that lot, that corner lot, that four-wheeler road that you've got going down to the lake is kind of like a spillway for runoff.
That would be the neighbors.
No.
Oh, that one. The one on the other side, sorry.
It would be good if you...
management there.
We need a little management there to keep the...
Get that straw waddle going the wrong way.
Yeah.
Be across. That straw waddle that you've got going down the hill, that shouldn't be going down the hill. It should be across that four-way track. So the water can't run down there.
Put some rock on it or something.
It would help the quality of the lake significantly.
Okay, we'll address that.
Appreciate it.
A waddle. That's what they are. A straw waddle.
Never heard that term.
Yeah. All right, applicant four.
Number four.
Gregory Jensen and Patrice Bulkin request a variance for a 33% impervious coverage, deviating from the allowable coverage of 25% in the shoreline district.
Welcome.
Good evening.
I am Raymond Redding with RC Custom Homes, here representing Greg and Patrice.
Yep.
So you are correct, that's what we're asking for is a variance for their property. The property that they have on Big Clay Lake, they bought this property for the retirement home. The foundation is unfixable and it is not economically feasible to work with. That's why when they make their final home, they want to be able to have a slab on grade home also and have it with no steps. So the original plan that they had, I had to get them geared back to pull it back because this is a non-conforming lot. It was a total impervious for where they wanted to. We went back to what the important things were for in the home, and that being at least a one bedroom on the main, and that's what we did, and staying with the same style as what is previously there, which is the story and the half plan. So with that being said, we made the plan, so the house is actually further back from the lake shore, and we fall within all the parameters of the side yard setbacks, the rear yard setbacks, and of course, like we talked about, the lake setbacks. Currently, there's no best management practices or water programs involved with any French drains, and that's what we're going to add to this property to make it even better environmentally and add French drains for all the things that we do for this project. The total impervious, like I said, mimics, and the footprint actually mimics, if you look at the application, the house itself is like very, very, very close to what is existing right now. The only main difference is there's a detached garage, and we want to make it an attached garage because, of course, I'm sure like everybody knows, when we live in Minnesota, it's nice not to have to walk outside to go into your home. So that was the only real change from changing the actual footprint of it. So we tried to keep it real similar to those kind of aspects and stuff like that. So again, this is, they purchased this to make this their final home. And this is really similar to another one that you guys are so gracious to approve for me for previous clients that were actually at 34%. And on the same thing on a non-conforming lot, we really honed it in with them to at least get one bedroom on the main floor and kind of work with it. These tougher lots are hard to work with, but yet we want to have options available for the consumers also and stuff, and have a palatable item for the property. We don't want to keep running down. This property was so hard to sell because of these issues that we're running across. There's other properties on this lake that really this melds in very nicely for the design, the look, and the structure of it. So.
How are you going to get that building out of it?
How are you going to get the building out of it?
Just got to ask.
The whole?
Yeah.
You tear it down and haul it out.
Well, you have no room even while you tear the grass down first.
Yeah. You just work your way through the lake. So the other one that you guys approved for me too is even more difficult, and it was hard in that one to even keep our side yard setbacks and everything else, because it's like on a postage stamp. You know, some of these lots that are non-conforming and stuff are very, very, very difficult to work with. That other one, we had to work on the, from the lake and work our way back out to the road. For this one, we're a lot more luxury with it and stuff like that. And we really focus hard on our elevations and stuff like that to make sure we don't have a water issue going to any of the neighbors.
And that's right? The key thing.
It really is. In all my builds, I do French drains as an automatic. I really think it's a real beneficial thing for our water quality. Even if you don't have a variance or not, I still do them for all of our builds. And I think it's important to focus on our water quality for those issues. So.
I changed anything. If you can control the water, I'm all for it.
I mean, it's a very reasonable request. He's asking for the same thing.
Moving to the parlor from the lake.
All good.
All the pluses.
Yeah.
Did you say?
Go ahead.
Did you indicate how much farther away from the water it is moving?
I can't remember exactly, but I think it's around 5 to 7 feet further back. So we tried to keep them so it wasn't. Right away, I had it further back actually behind, and then we looked at that and was like, well, this wouldn't make sense either because you're really going to lose all your views. So we did the average setback distancing to be in compliance.
Right.
So we did that, and actually what that distance was is we just kept that there, and we were still behind a little bit from the neighbor to the, I would be to the north there. We were still further back from them, and the other neighbors to the south has a lot of vegetation there where you... We wouldn't be hindering them because there's already a lot of trees and other, and they have a privacy fence themselves right there. So it would be really a non-issue for them too. So.
GD Lake, 37 and a half feet.
Yeah, we're well beyond that. So.
Okay, any further questions? Okay. Hearing none. Any comment from the public? Or any correspondence?
None.
Hearing none. We'll close testimony, we'll deliberate. Sounds like,
yeah. You know. To me, this is a very easy one. I mean, if anything, he's moving it back. He's doing what we're asking him to do. He's not asking for a bigger one. Common sense, he wants a garage attached. Fits within the harmony and locality of that community easily. So
believe it, attached garage or not, he's going to have a garage. The service is going to be there, so why wouldn't you attach it to the house?
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Right.
I'm going to motion to approve.
Okay.
Based on the findings of fact, I think it is a very reasonable request. If anything, he's making it better for the lake. Definitely fits within the harmony of the character of that locality, and just a positive improvement.
Yep.
I'll second it.
Second, Colty. Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. That's passed. Thank you. Good luck.
Appreciate it.
Applicant 5, Nicholas and Gretchen Slavicek, request a variance to replace a dwelling to be located 2 feet from the right-of-way, deviating from the required setback of 20 feet on a township road, and to be 65 feet from the OHW, deviating from the required setback of 150 on a natural environment lake.
That you didn't want to come up here.
Oh, I know. I got a heck of a head wound going on here, so let's see.
Oh. Just stay low.
Yeah. I guess, you know, I get a property that is a non-conforming lot. I guess what I'm up against currently does have one-bedroom cabin structure, a deck on the property that connects over to a camper as well. You know, so currently I've got 728 square feet, basically, of impervious surfaces. The structure I'd like to move onto the lot. Not build them, actually moving the structure on.
You'd like to move it on?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
So it's like a dynamic home or something?
No, it's actually a cabin off Cotton Lake.
Oh.
Pardon me?
It's a cabin coming off Cotton Lake.
You
want pictures? I don't know, but this is the structure.
Yeah.
I do have a question. You said you currently have 780 feet impervious?
No, worth of deck and the cabin that's on there and a camper. Yes, that's the
surface
area.
So you're going to move.
You're only proposing 9% impervious, so.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. I was just looking at the 280 versus. The
you're going to move that trailer out of there then and replace it?
Correct. Yeah. It's just a 40-foot camper is what it is.
Sure.
Yep. Yeah.
So basically, all structures will come off the property.
That's that little resort that we approved setbacks. Is that right on 3029?
Yeah, right next to.
Right next to Wormhouse Hotel.
Yeah.
So you're right.
I was wondering what they're going to do with them cabin.
Well, so I got roped into it somehow. So here we are. But you know, and I realize the setbacks are an issue. You know, with the right of way and even you know the lake as well. The front of the cabin does have gutters on it, because I know I am. You know, technically sitting up against a bluff. I'm going to pour a spread footing that I will sit on to carry it. Initially, I was going to do a 5-foot crawl space. I changed my plan not to do a crawl space. I just know what messing around with the hillside of the bluff right there, that'd do more damage than anything. So I figured putting a spread footing, set the cabin right on there. Still keeping the grade tapering back towards the right of way like it does now. So I'm not going to create and elevate the house up and then have water shedding down that hill there. So.
That was a question I was going to ask. Is that a bluff? Because if it is, you need a variance for the bluff setback also. We thought it was.
I think it is a bluff.
I can call Kyle and ask him.
Is it a bluff? Do you know that?
I believe it is. Yes. I haven't asked anybody specifically from the county.
There's a 30-foot setback from the bluff.
Yep.
And you're not asking for that variance.
Okay.
Just saying.
You think Kyle would have put it on there?
I guess you thought, but
Well, so I'm wondering, is it not actually qualified as a
right? Might not be. It looks like it would be, but might.
And the structure sits, you know, no closer than any other, or the close neighboring properties, I should say.
So. But the fact is, if it's a bluff, it has to have a variance. Are you not allowed to do it? That's just.
Yep. Yeah. I'm finishing.
We can certainly call Kyle and ask him. He said to call if we have any questions.
I would.
Just make sure. If we're going to make the motion, no reason for him to have to come back.
He said he wasn't on that site.
Okay. Well, I think we just include it.
Just to be safe.
Well, yeah. If it is.
It appears that it would be a bluff.
What are we going to include? What is it?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Well, here what I see on here, it says, start of hill going down the lake and shows 2 feet, right?
He's about two feet from the bluff.
Let's just say it's 2 feet from the bluff.
Oh.
We do it on plenty of other ones.
Yeah.
I'm more worried, honestly, about the right of way than I am the bluff issue.
No, that's an issue too.
Especially if he's not going to put, you know, he's not really going to be digging down and disturbing the hill any. He's just going to be basically putting in.
So I'm literally going to pour the spread footing about 6 inches below the current grade.
Okay.
That's there. And then we'll have to get a permit. I know for a septic tank, I've been waiting on Metri to get back to me. It's been a slow process. They're busy. And using those foils to just taper around the house, not the front. Like say, everything will slope back towards the right of way so I don't shed water into the lake either.
And you've got the holding tank showing on here, so that's fine.
Any other questions?
You don't really show where your driveway is going to be. You're not trying to pull off from the road to the cabin, right?
So it would actually just be on the right hand side of the where the camper sits currently.
Where the camper 15 sits. Feet is showing on here.
So you can get pulled. You can pull in where you're not trying to use that space between the road and the house.
Correct. Yeah, and that's what's been previously used for probably decades. So, but the intent is park outside. I see it's my forever home. No, I won't lose forever.
That's not going to work for you.
No, no.
All right.
I'm too young.
What do we want to do with that if it is a bluff?
I think we just do it, as Nick and I were just saying, is we do this as approved to 2 feet if that is determined to be a bluff. Because
that's what he's showing here, too.
Right.
Well.
Because at that, then at least he should be covered.
Okay.
If I could say something else, it is not, I don't believe my neighbor is here, but it's not going to hinder a view of anybody else's you know, from their house.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. All right. Any other questions? Any correspondence?
None.
Anybody from the public care to comment? Okay. Hearing none. We'll deliberate.
To me, it's a reasonable request. I think he's not asking for an awful lot. I mean, it's 9% impervious. As long as the township doesn't say anything, you look at the one that's right next to it there.
It's, yeah, mm-hmm. it's, they're yeah. the same.
We've got the same thing all the way around.
The reason we have ordinance, people.
Anything no.
better.
Right.
Not to comply with what's there already. I can't, I won't support it, but I didn't support Cotton Lakes either, and that was a 10.
No. I mean, if you use the bluff definition, it's not a buildable lot almost, right. you know. But, okay. Somebody want to make a motion? Yeah, your name?
I will make a motion to approve. I think what he's asking for is very reasonable. I mean, he's definitely, he's got hardship. I think it is a buildable lot of record. We're not sure about the hill. And as long as the township didn't say anything, I think it's putting the land to good, reasonable use, understanding that there's some challenges here, but yeah. And I want to make the stipulation that I add in there, also approving the 2 feet from the start of the bluff, in case it is. We don't really know that, but I think it fits within the harmony and intent of the ordinance. And I definitely think it fits, or excuse me, fits the locality.
Okay. For the motion?
I'll second it.
Okay. Dale seconds. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, raise your right hand. That's passed. Congrats. Yep. Good luck.
Have you moved a building before?
So luckily I'm not doing it. I'm paying somebody to legally move it. Otherwise, you would see okay. me, you know, in the middle of the night doing it.
It's not like Lego blocks. It's a process.
I know. Yeah.
So wish you the best.
Yeah, paying an arm and a leg too.
Yeah. Who's doing it?
Good luck.
John Barry from Osage.
Mm-hmm. No.
So he moves structures. I think he's working on something for the county. I believe it will be moving a structure for him. And then yep. he does a lot of double wides, single yep. trailers on it. So
he's a doer. He'll get
that. Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you much.
Okay. Applicant 6, Robert and Colleen Schmidt. Request a variance to construct an addition to a non-conforming structure to be 36 feet from the OHW, deviating from the required setback of 100 feet on a recreational development lake.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello. Yep, welcome.
I think what she said, but that's what we're asking for, a variance to go 16 feet out from an existing structure and then the full width. And the reason for the south side is because the entrance into the cabin, you know, from or into the addition from the other cabin, or yep. the existing cabin. Going east, run into the lake, going north, well, there's a patio there and some other stuff, yep. and it doesn't, there's no flow. And then going to the west, we're going into the hill where the base, the top of the basement
yep.
would be 2 feet below the ground. And not only that, but that's where the electrical service comes in, and there's some other stuff on that side of the house. On either side, I think the one neighbor is 36 feet like ours, and the other one's 50. What we're going to do wouldn't interfere with the view of anybody. There's nobody behind us, I guess, so it wouldn't interfere with anybody.
Yep.
And you're not asking to go any closer to the lake than what your cabin is now, right? The way it looks.
Same. Same. Yep.
And you have no side setback issues. It's just because the current cabin is already within that. That.
Correct. Yeah. You've got a lot of water running off the cabin and the patio toward the lake, though.
Yeah, and yeah, I can't deny that, and that's just the way it's always been, I guess.
Pardon?
That's the way it's been since we moved.
Yeah.
It was always
we'd probably like to
Did you guys go out there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were there. Yeah.
Would you be willing to add some type of stormwater retention to it? You know, like gutters, downspouts to, and what we call a French drain, which is basically you're going to try and put the water into the ground before it runs off into the lake. Okay.
Yeah, I think a rain garden there would be appropriate.
Yeah.
And is
on the new side or both sides?
I'd say both sides. Yeah.
I don't know how we do it. The reason I ask is on the north side. If you went there, I don't know where you could run it to and put a French drain.
Well, you got to find a way to get it into the ground.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a French drain. It could be like a rain garden, like they're saying. Right. You know.
That's what I said. Why I said rain garden. I think that would be more appropriate.
What is that?
It's just a divot in the ground with rocks in it.
Yep. So then the water goes in there, and then so the water, you can mow over the top of it. You don't know it's there. And I would say the watersheds can help you design it.
Yep.
They will, like you've seen the other gentleman here. These watersheds will come out and say, hey, this idea, that idea.
Absolutely.
And they're not extravagant. They're not that expensive. Right. You know, if you already got somebody up there digging a hole, I mean.
And we kind of have that on the north side. You know, it goes underneath. That sidewalk, and there is kind of it has pushed them at the ground there.
Right. So I mean, that, you know, just trying to mitigate the water.
Right. That's already there. It'd be just on the south side, and a French drain would be very easy to put in.
Are you going to have a walk out there too, or is it going to?
No walk out.
No, good. That's a big plus right there.
Yeah.
You know, they have to cut that bank out of it, and they leave that there.
Right.
No, there wouldn't be any more of that.
Okay, any other questions? Any correspondence?
None.
Okay, hearing no questions, we'll close testimony and we'll deliberate. And it seems like everybody's in favor of putting a rain garden on each side of the north and the south.
I'd say it's water mitigation.
Water mitigation. Yeah.
And let them decide whatever works best.
Yeah, yep. Whatever the soil and water need to come up with.
And if you need help, the county will...
Ed Clem's soil and water is really good.
Yep.
I know it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep. But.
Yeah, that would be a fairly easy thing.
Okay. Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll move to approve.
I'll second it.
Okay. Motion and second.
It's within the harmony of the location, certainly.
Yep. Definitely. And put under condition there.
Water
mitigation away from the lake. Okay.
Who's second?
Yep. You're all right with that? Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor say raise your right hand.
Raise your right hand.
How do you say raise your right hand?
Aye.
You figure that out. Let me know, Dell.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Applicant 7 withdrew their application.
Withdrew?
Yep.
Looks like they've got a pile of clearing there already, so...
Boy, that's a matter for you.
Yeah. Have you looked out in there?
Yeah, we walked in there.
Yeah, no, what kind of... It's like,
what's his weed?
It's cleared, so...
You and Larry.
You and Larry. Who's that in the car?
Yeah, we know.
All right. Any other business to come before the group this evening?
I'll move to adjourn.
Okay, just a minute. No, nothing, not it? All right. Now...
I moved.
We're adjourned. I'll second that.
Yeah, wow. Exactly.
Well, good job, gentlemen and lady. We got through a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so I didn't join you for driving around, but I went out.